Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Erin Arvidlund is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Erin is a new friend. She's the author of Too Good to Be True, The Rise and Fall of Bernie Madoff. That's a book that she wrote a few years ago covering that important scandal. Now she's on to another one, and her new book is called Open Secret, The Global Banking Conspiracy that Swindled Investors Out of Billions. And believe it or not, small business owners, it probably will continue to impact you. And I'm going to have Erin explain to us how that works. She's our new friend, Erin Arvidlund. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Thank you for your diligence and using your brain power and your energy to deal with this important issue. I've known about LIBOR a long time, I'll explain my association with it later in our visit. But what I'd like for you to do, folks, this scandal that Erin is reporting on in her new book, Open Secret, is all around manipulating a rate, an interest rate that's called LIBOR. Now, Erin, tell the audience what LIBOR is.
Sure.
What does that mean? And what is it?
What is LIBOR? It's not a wild animal, and it actually stands for London Interbank Offered Rate, and this is it's essentially similar to the Fed funds rate. That we use in the U.S., but it's international. So it was set in London and kind of formalized around 1986. And the reason that it's become so important to us is that a lot of the things that we borrow against, like our student loans, our mortgages, our car payments, if you read the fine print, it's you're paying a rate that is based on LIBOR plus some profit margin.
LIBOR plus, like, and, small business owners know all about Prime Plus here in America. Erin, because we when a bank quotes us a rate for a loan, he says, well, based on your credit and your credit worthiness, et cetera, we're going to charge you prime plus four or something like that. So we know about how that works based on the prime rate. Go ahead.
Okay. So the other important thing is that credit unions are, in other words, the London banks set this rate every day at 11 o'clock in London, and they were essentially setting the rate for the whole rate of money, the cost for themselves to borrow from each other. And then they turn around and to us, the consumer, or, say, our small community bank, and say, all right, we're going to charge you LIBOR plus. So that's kind of the retail cost of money. Well, guess what? Turns out these banks were manipulating the rate to suit themselves and their own bottom line, either overcharging, say, a community bank for the cost of money, or in some cases they were underpaying. So, for instance, there's let's say you own a Charles Schwab or a Vanguard money market fund. Now, those money market funds are getting paid some rate from the banks, right, so that you can earn interest on your money market fund. And guess what? The banks were underpaying, in many cases, these mutual funds.
They were paying less than what the contract called for. So now the British banking system, the BBA, you report in your book that the BBA is supposed to be the organization that set LIBOR. But it actually was a little squishier than that, wasn't it? The reality was squishier than that.
Turns out that the Brits were, it was just a trade group. It wasn't a regulatory body.
Right.
You know, this was a gentleman's agreement. And the banks were calling each other every day and saying, listen, I have a real big, you know, trade or position coming up. I really need you to kind of jigger up the rate today, or maybe jigger it down. And the BBA was just kind of the cover organization, making it all sound legitimate.
And they were doing that for these insiders, Aaron. All the while that was happening, people who were not associated with them were basing trillions of dollars of deals, thousands of deals around the world for little people and big people. They were their deals was based on this manipulated rate.
That's right. And you know, you and I and the small business owner out there were unwittingly, you know, paying this LIBOR plus rate, not realizing that the banks standing behind it were fiddling with it for their own agenda.
Now let me stick something in here from this side of the Atlantic, Aaron. Whenever we hear London Interbank, LIBOR,
yep.
Over here, out here on Main Street, that sounds very exotic. That sounds very official. That sounds very global. That sounds very financial. I mean, it's like the Queen had to pass on this every morning, right? You know? I mean, seriously,
that's right.
I remember the first time a small business owner, I was a consultant years ago to small business owners. I remember the first time one of my clients said, hey, I mean, he'd really worked hard to get his financial situation in order, and he was going to, his next loan from this new level of credit he was going to get was going to be based on LIBOR. And buddy, you would have thought his company had died and gone to heaven. But the truth is...
Well, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the thing was that a lot of business owners wanted to get the LIBOR rate because it was supposed to be cheaper than getting, say, the prime rate.
It was lower than prime. Typically,
it meant that you had arrived.
Right.
A business owner.
So see, around here, the classic rate that a bank charged their best customers in America was prime plus 3. And if you really got good, you could get prime. You get prime rate, which was in those days 4, 5, 6% or whatever. But LIBOR was always a half or a point below that, wasn't it?
That's
below,
right.
Below
and
prime.
LIBOR was considered to be the cheaper rate, that if you had really arrived as a business and you were getting and bigger loans, you could get this cheaper rate. Well, turns out that, in fact, the LIBOR may have been cheaper, but it certainly wasn't accurate.
Right. And so yes, exactly. But see, we were lulled into not worrying about the accuracy because we were getting LIBOR. We were getting stroked. We were getting, right? And so, so folks, this is how they were doing it. And they were making a lot of money, but it created a big problem. And it was happening during the last crisis. Too. When we come back, we'll get Aaron to help sort all that out and why and how it costs you and me money out here on Main Street. 20 after. The book is called Open Secret. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.